Who is Jesus? A Billboard Evangelism Phone Dialogue. Did you ever wonder what a phone team member encounters when he answers a phone call from a Billboard caller? What kind of questions do people ask? What you are about to hear is an actual call conversation between a CAM phone team member and a Billboard caller who dialed the toll-free number posted on every gospel billboard. Minor editing was done to remove all personal caller information and enhance the flow of the conversation for the listener. Keep in mind that this is only one call and not a complete representation of the team member's interaction with callers. You will probably think of other ways the team member could have responded, and in reality, he probably did too. Often after hanging up with a caller, a team member will think of things he wished he would have said. But we thank God and give Him the glory for the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit in giving the right words and scripture verses to our phone team day after day as they minister to many callers. They really need your prayers.
Well, this is Benji with Gospel Billboards. Did you see one of our signs?
No, I was referred by my little puppy's soon-to-be husband to call for the truth. I'm a very Jewish man, but he wanted me to understand his religion because I don't want my daughter switching over to Jesus. But I'd like to know so I can understand. She's a Jewish lady. We come from a Jewish family. She has a fiance that's a Christian.
Okay, sure. Okay, did you see a billboard? Did you get our number from?
My soon-to-be son-in-law sent me a picture.
I see. Okay. What was the message on the billboard, on the picture?
I forgot. It said, call for the truth or something, or to know a little more about Jesus or something.
Sure. Yeah, well, I can explain it here. We both would believe that God created the world. He created this universe, he created Earth, and he created everything in 7 days and rested the seventh day. And then he had the Israelites, and he really wanted them to be his chosen people. And you probably are all familiar with this, how he led them out of Egypt.
Yes, I'm very familiar.
Right, and the Jews, God wanted the Jews to be his chosen people that loved him and were obedient to him. And all along, that's what God was after, was people to submit to him out of their own will and out of their own hearts. And he could never get it to happen in the Old Testament. He could get it for a little bit of a time, but then it would always fall away. People would get to be complaining and murmuring or desiring other things or other idols. And he would send prophets to them, which, once again, you're familiar with all this. And these prophets would always, they would rebuke them, but these prophets would explain that there was going to be a Savior come to save the world. There was going to be somebody to come to save the people from their sins. A Messiah was going to come. And then there was 400 years then where there was no prophets, and it was a very dark time. And at the end of that 400 years, when men were lovers of themselves and things were going very, very bad, the church was becoming a powerful thing, but it wasn't in peace and love and joy. And a man named John the Baptist, out of nowhere in the wilderness, started preaching that the Messiah had come and that he was here. And so everybody got ready to see the Messiah, and here comes a man named Jesus Christ. He was born of a virgin, so it shows the deity there. And Jesus made some claims. He made the claim that he was the Son of God. He made the claim that he was coming to save his people from their sins. And he went about doing good, the Bible says. And he was a man that was perfect. He knew no sin. He went about healing the sick and helping the poor and the blind. And then he said that he was going to be crucified. And the Pharisees and the religious people that day went against him because he was preaching a truth. And he was condemning their sin, their sinful hearts. See, that's the whole point. God wants people, like I said, not to be religious, but he wants people to be pure in their hearts. So it's not about how many times you go to church or how much money you give or how much good you do. It's if your heart is truly pure. In other words, you don't have all these wicked desires and all this discontent contentment and all these things, pride, rebellion. And so when Jesus was then crucified, he said that he would raise again in 3 days. And Jesus Christ did just that. After 3 days, he appeared to his disciples after his crucifixion. And he appeared to also to many more people. And that was the start of Christianity. When he went up to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwelled within his disciples, within his followers. And people started living out this kingdom life that Jesus taught. Jesus came saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he gave a lot of teachings while he was here. And it's teachings that most people don't follow anymore. But the true Christian still follows his teachings and follows his ways. And if you can repent of your sins, Jesus Christ, he is faithful and just. He will forgive you of your sins. And he will put within you a spirit that will change your desires. You no longer will want to be a person with evil thoughts or a person that's filled with pride or envy or lust or whatever it would be. And he cleanses you from the inside out. And that's how Christianity is today. If you follow his word, he comforts you, he walks with you. It's the same thing that happens to me. I can attest to this because I lived 28 years without him, and now I live with him, and it's a miraculous change that I've had in my life. And anybody that knows me can see it. He was truly the Messiah. He was the Savior of the world.
Wait, hey, that sounds like a lot. When I was going through Hebrew school, when I was a young little tyke, I was taught the Messiah hasn't come yet. So all this information is kind of new to me, and I don't know what to quite think of it yet. Guys keep kosher? You know, you don't eat the yellow fish or the pork? No.
We do eat them things because of this. Jesus' teachings explained all that. You see, if you're questioning the Messiah, this should help you. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, when Jesus rose from the dead, I believe that he should have put all skeptics aside. He should have. It's a proving thing that he was telling the truth. Just like if me and you were best friends, and I was explaining to you that I'm going to die and raise from the dead, if that happened, it makes my testimony pretty sound. So when people don't believe that the Messiah has come, like the Jews would say, like you mentioned, I find it hard to believe that that really what it is they don't want the Messiah to come because they know it's going to hurt their sin. You see, Jesus says that people don't like the light because their deeds are evil. So if you have sin in your heart, Jesus came to expose that. He came to shine the light on this dark earth. And you can either run from it and keep hiding in the dark, or you can humble yourself and accept it and let that light cleanse you and purify you and purge you of all that evil, wickedness.
How do I know if I have the sin in my heart?
Well, sure. Well, you have, first of all, sin is easily described in the scriptures. However, it doesn't take the scriptures for that to know. You know what's right and wrong. You have a conscience. So, for instance, maybe anger or pride or whatever it would be, that's all sin. See, whatever's not pure and whatever's not done in faith is sin. So when we act out in our own flesh, that's sinful. If I get angry at somebody, that's sinful. If I speak evil to somebody or if I think I'm better than somebody else, these are all things that God doesn't want in his kingdom. He wants you to be pure. He wants you to be lowly, humble, meek. He wants you to be gentle and kind. And that is the kingdom Christian. You're not seeing that in a lot of Christianity. But I'm here to tell you that there is such a thing. And if you follow Jesus' teachings in the New Covenant, the New Testament, he explains how you ought to be. He explains that you ought to love your enemies. He explains that you ought to bless them that curse you. He explains that you shouldn't be getting a divorce. And if you'd have known this, maybe you wouldn't have. But you need to repent of these things. See, Jesus teaches this. If you want to be blessed, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. The merciful, the pure, the peacemakers. These are the people that are called the Christians who can relate to these things.
I see that. With the whole divorce thing, I got very sick. I had lung cancer years ago. It was thought that I was going to die, so my wife, she left me. And I was very sad for years, but I managed to pull through. Would that affect my sins, or is there like a special place where that gets overlooked?
Well, you see, you have to understand, though, that if you don't have a relationship with Christ, then you're not going to have any power over your sin, and your sin is not going to be cleansed from you. So it doesn't really, at this point, it doesn't really matter what you have done in the past. What matters is if you turn to Jesus for forgiveness. If you turn to Jesus, you see, I can tell you this, Jesus is the Messiah. He is the only way. There is not going to be another one come. And I really, my heart goes out to those people that are waiting for somebody else to come. When somebody came and lived the perfect life that Jesus did, that was filled with love and compassion, he fulfilled the law. And he died on the cross and raised from the dead so that me and you could walk with him and talk with him, having a relationship with God. And you know, it burdens me to know that there's a group of people out there that are going to turn from that love and that peace and that joy, because they're waiting on something greater or better. And it burdens me because Jesus Christ left no doubt with his perfect life and his beautiful teachings. And if you would just humble yourself and give into this and surrender your life, then he would cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
I see. He sounds like a very, very nice man for what he did. It sounds very, very good. Although, you know, I'm also confused with all the types of Christianities, like the Mormons, the Catholics, I forgot the other one. I'm sorry. The Baptist.
No, that's understandable. And I can tell you this, I give you, that's a good questioner. It's a good explanation, because I know that it'd be hard. It'd be hard for somebody that doesn't know when he sees all this confusion. But I want to tell you something from the love of my heart. The Bible is where you need to go. You shouldn't go to this organization or that church. You need to seek God. And when he shows you the way, then you'll be able to see these things. You see, all these people have tried to devise their own religions, and I believe it's because they don't want to fess up to the truth. You know, Jesus Christ, he demands a person to repent. There is no other way. You can't be a follower of Christ and not have a heart that's repentant. So if you read the Bible doesn't change. It's pure. It's holy. It's not been tampered with. It's such a blessing. And there's confusion because people want to make up their own ideas. And you know, for 200 years after Jesus Christ raised from the dead, the Christian church, they did not pick up the sword. They did not fight in wars and kill people. They believed in what Jesus taught about loving your enemies. But you know, after that, the Christians started going away from Jesus' teachings. And they started not only not loving their neighbors, but they started killing their neighbors. Instead of, Jesus said that we shouldn't lay up treasures here on this earth where things are going to get in here and corrupt them, like moth and rust and thieves can break in and steal. And that's what people are doing. They're not obeying Jesus' teachings. And so these people are going the wrong way. But I'm here to tell you that we put these billboards out, and we put the word truth in this phone number because that's what we want to get people to see. We want to get people to see the kingdom that Christ taught, about a people that were set apart from everybody else, a people that loved their enemies and loved their neighbors, a people that would lay down their lives for their brothers, a people that's broken and content and humble. They're content with their food and their raiment. They don't need all the fashions of the world. They don't need all the entertainment of this world, all the sports and the movies. They have Jesus Christ, and he's the center of their life. And if you would see more of this, I believe you would be more convinced that Jesus Christ not only is the Messiah, but he also has his disciples that are following his way, and he's turning their lives around.
I see. It sounds tempting, although what happens if something comes up and not every day you can pray to Jesus or something, because sometimes I forget to pray to God.
Well, see, the reason why you're in this state is because you don't have a relationship with God like you ought. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just being truthful. Jesus says you cannot get to God but through him. And so when you forget to pray, when's the last time you forgot to sleep or eat? I mean, it's just not things that usually happen to us because we need them. And when you have a relationship with Christ, you don't forget to pray. You don't forget to read the word. You don't forget to love your neighbor. You don't forget these things because they're instilled in you. The Bible says that he's going to write his laws and his commandments on the tables of our heart because it means so much to us. You know what I mean? So that's the key. Right now, you aren't going to be able to do enough good things to get into heaven. You could pray every day for 10 hours and read the Bible the other 14, and it still wouldn't be enough. You need to go through Christ first. And once Christ cleanses you, he's going to open up your eyes to the truth. And you're going to have a relationship you thought you never could have. And you said it sounds tempting. Well, I'm here to plead with you. So don't just be tempted by it, but surrender your life to this. I plead with you.
All right. Maybe I'll go check out my Bubby's husband's church or something. I'll give it a shot instead of being close-minded.
Yes, I would appreciate if you did that. And just realize this, too, that you need to be in the Word of God. Read the New Testament and start in Matthew. Do you have a New Testament at your house or not?
No, we only have the Old Testament.
Okay. Well, somehow, maybe through your son-in-law, get a New Testament and read about Jesus Christ in the Gospels. Read what a man he was. And ask yourself, who is Jesus? After every time you read, just ask yourself, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?
All right.
And then see what Jesus will do for you.
All right. Who is Jesus? I got it. Well, thank you so much, Benji, for shedding the light upon me.
Sure. Also, I have another thing, too. We have a website called gospelbillboard.org. And we also, if you give me your address, I can mail you some information about this Christianity and about Jesus Christ that could help you, if you would be open for that.
It's
free of charge.
I'm in the middle of moving on, I don't really have that address. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Well, hey, before you leave, can I pray with you?
Sure, we can pray together.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Yes, dear Lord, I just come before you with a burden on my heart for me here, Lord, that you can show yourself to him. Lord, I'm so thankful that he called and he has an open heart, Lord, to see who you really are. Lord, I just pray that you take this curiosity of his, Lord, and this seeking of his, and you answer him. You say that any who seek shall find, Lord. So just make it in a big way, Lord. If he goes and visits his son-in-law's church, Lord, I just pray that you can make an impact there, Father, and just get a Bible in his hands with a New Testament that he can read about you. Just change his life so that he can experience the kingdom living your word tells about, Lord, and he can experience true peace and love and joy. Father, we know we have faith in you. We know you will do this, Lord, and I just thank you for it so much. I thank you for his honesty here tonight. Just bless him, Lord, I pray. We do love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, yes, thank you. I appreciate you calling. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too. Have a good night.
Would you like to be involved in the Billboard Evangelism Program? Here are several ways. Please pray for our dedicated phone team who speaks with thousands of spiritually hungry Americans over the phone. Sign up to receive an urgent prayer alert on your phone and a weekly email containing several prayer requests concerning callers' spiritual needs. To listen to recorded prayer requests, call 330-800-9203 anytime. The door of opportunity to present Jesus and His Word on billboards is wide open. CAM has established excellent connections with our nation's largest billboard companies, enabling us to obtain significant discounts. $1 presents a gospel message 1,000 times. If you wish to impact Americans with a gospel message, your help will be greatly appreciated. The Adopt a Billboard Sponsorship Program is a personalized way to sponsor a billboard. Call the CAM office and request an Adopt a Billboard sponsorship sheet to choose which billboard you would like to sponsor. If you would like to stay updated on the Billboard Evangelism Program and learn more about the effect these gospel billboards are having on America, sign up to receive Billboard Evangelism's free quarterly newsletter. To sign up for any of the prayer options and quarterly newsletter, or to make a contribution, please call 330-893-2428 or visit our website at christianaidministries.org.